next item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2008-8 Vesco LLC.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is something that was done as a joint presentation for the subdivision as well as a conditional use. And I'd just like to perhaps hear some feedback from my commissioners, but I for one was impressed with the subdivision. It's, I'm talking about them both jointly now. I for one was impressed with the presentation for the subdivision and the protections that of the environment that were being provided, and the fact that even with the conditional use multifamily units, condo units, it still would have been about 1.37 units per acre, which is certainly below the what our AR1 zone permits. So I was pleased with that. Unfortunately, as I stated in the public hearing, the conditional use just kind of stood out for a sore thumb for me, given that there's not any nearby similar type housing at all. You know, we're talking about basically a rural area where, yeah, there's a few subdivisions that are popping up, but they consist of single family large houses. So the multifamily housing for me just seemed out of character and inappropriate for the location. But unfortunately, the way it was presented to us, as I understand it, it was presented first as a subdivision with X number of units, and that's all we can act on. My preference would have been to have included the total number of units in my overall approval for the subdivision, but I'm prohibited from doing so because, one, it was advertised as 183 units for that subdivision. So I kind of felt myself in a quandary, which is kind of unusual for me that I was actually advocating more houses rather than fewer.
Yeah,
But unfortunately, had it been applied for as an RPC or something like that, then perhaps we could have acted differently. But as I view it, you know, we have one standalone application for the subdivision, a separate standalone application for the conditional use. And after speaking with council, I wasn't able to come up with a viable solution for the density of the whole complex. Thus, I'm kind of leading up to what my motions are, which I think is, you know, I'm in favor of the subdivision, I'm opposed to the conditional use.
Okay.
I don't know if someone has thoughts contrary or that can direct me in another direction on that.
I don't think there's a way to, any other way to deal with it. I understand where you were trying to go, and I've thought about it that way myself, too, but unfortunately, the way it's written and the way it was presented is about all we got.
Right.
So.
My thoughts were, I appreciate having, on applications like this, having a combined presentation. It saves us a lot of time and redundancy and all. I don't know that out of this combined presentation that I got enough information about the request and the wherewithals about the conditional use to see that as a viable use on this property. Like what you said, Mr. Johnson, I think that the site plan and the efforts of Mr. Ford in the subdivision were exemplary, but felt the presentation on the conditional use was lacking in several regards.
Mike, I agree with your position. I think maybe we should recommend the applicant reapply the CU portion in an expedited format, if we can do that, to clarify those issues and make it match up with the rest of the project. I agree that the total project was something unique and different than what we normally see. It was well designed with a lot of open space preservation, much in excess of what we would normally get. So Other than the confusion of the conditional use and the subdivision, I think the action is appropriate. Maybe we can recommend to council to see if they can't, you know, reapply.
That's an excellent point. I, Mr. Ross, in terms of the, you know, if they choose to, if they want to integrate that that area that was set aside for the conditional use, to integrate that in with the rest of the subdivision, that perhaps we could consider it on an expedite basis. I don't know if that has to go back through plus.
It wouldn't have to be a conditional use, though, if they did that. It's just, no. just going to be another subdivision. They just bring it through as another subdivision.
Expedite it so they can put the two projects together, and then it would satisfy your concerns and what you're legitimate.
It doesn't have to go to plus unless there's 50 lot.
Yeah, in fact, okay. I think it would be fairly expeditious on its own because it won't have to. I mean, I'm not that I'm fine with expediting. I'm just thinking that it would actually be a fairly easy one to do.
Yes.
Okay.
That's in the environmentally sensitive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to look at it. Make sure.
They could probably
still less than 30, and they've already looked at it as 30 units,
yeah,
so it probably wouldn't matter.
They could pull through whatever they had before.
Yeah, we're not increasing the number of units.
Well, if that's what they applied.
If they applied for it, yeah. Right. Okay.
Well, that's right, because the conditional use is the only thing that goes to council. They don't.
Right.
We're doing the subdivision. So if it comes back to the subdivision, it'll all be done here.
Public hearing scheduled next week.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen, for your input. And as always, I greatly appreciate that. And Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2008-8 for Vesco LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. The applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. The land was brought into the environmentally sensitive developing area in the 2008 comprehensive land use plan. A subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. I am satisfied that this project is a superior design under the subdivision ordinance. It is a superior design because it has a density of only 1.12 units per acre while maintaining approximately 102 acres of open space and 60% of the forested areas. Also nearly all the lots back up to open space. There are large buffers from the wetlands and Love Creek as well. The design addresses the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code, and the subdivision will be served by Central Water and Sewer. This preliminary approval is subject to the following. There shall be no more than 183 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. Final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. Agricultural buffers shall be provided as required by the ordinance. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested area shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lots. As proffered by the applicant, the minimum distance from 404 lands will be 40 feet. a system of street lighting shall be established. Sidewalks shall be located fronting on all lots and on at least one side of all streets in the subdivision, connecting with amenities and a paved multimodal pathway fronting the property as shown on the preliminary plan. Subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. All amenities and recreation areas shall be completed within the project prior to the issuance of the 50th residential building permit within the project. The amenities include swimming pool, tennis courts, clubhouse, or community center, and tot lots. The clubhouse slash community center and swimming pool shall be more centrally located to be more accessible for all of the residents and to reduce any possible impact on the environment. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. The final site plan for each phase of the project shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2008-8 Vesco LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next